Tēnā koe, good morning. This is Wātea News. The Prime Minister is defending massive job cuts across the public sector. The Ministries of Health and Primary Industries have told staff they're each dropping about 200 staff as they try to meet the government's 7.5% savings target. And the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment is asking for staff to apply for voluntary redundancy. Mr. Luxon says he empathises with the individuals and families affected.
And where possible, they're trying to redeploy those people to other jobs that come up in their organisations. But this is the reality of we have to get government spending under control. We actually have to do everything we can to make sure it's as efficiently and effectively spent as possible so that we can actually free up that money and get it to better frontline services for people.
Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. Former Agriculture Minister Damien O'Connor says job cuts at the Ministry of Primary Industries could end up costing the country more than they save. MPI staff were told yesterday more than 200 jobs were going as the ministry tries to shave 7.5% off its budget. Mr. O'Connor says it raises the risk of problems with biosecurity or food safety.
You know, China's a very valuable, challenging market. If any of those specs are out because there hasn't been the right sign, the form signed, we could miss out or be blocked from that market. And so these are critical areas, and I'm not aware of any area of bloated bureaucracy in MPI, so I'm not sure where he's going to cut them.
Damien O'Connor. A new report for New Zealand Māori Tourism has found government business support programs helped Māori operators weather the COVID downturn. Chair Dale Stevens says as well as much-needed cash, the programs helped operators pivot to the domestic market and in some cases scale down or even hibernate successfully until COVID restrictions eased.
I'm really delighted that this report's now available because government needs to be able to reflect on the money to make sure that they got value for that money. And I'm very confident that they'll be pleased. The Māori economy was fortified by much of the mahi done during that tough period.
Dale Stevens. And string Aitahu Wahine have been posthumously honoured for their contributions to health, education and cultural safety. Portraits of Dr. Irihapiti Ramsden, Linda Grinnell and Dame Aroha Aridity Crofts have been installed at the Manawa campus of Ara, formerly Christchurch Polytechnic Institute of Technology. All three had played significant roles at the Polytechnic. Dr. Ramsden, a registered general and obstetric nurse and doctor of philosophy, is remembered for her instigation of cultural safety in nursing education. It became part of the New Zealand Nursing and Midwifery Curriculum in 1992 and is now part of nursing practice throughout the world. Linda Grinnell and Dame Aroha Aridity Croft, both former presidents of the Māori Women's Welfare League, were known for their strong and vocal community leadership and advocacy for iwi Māori in the health sector locally and nationally. Hector Matthews, the Director of Consumer Engagement for Te Whatu Ora, says nursing has been profoundly improved at the education and service delivery level because of the work of these three trailblazers. And the Hoa Mā, that's Wātea News, always available on wateanews.com.